You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people of color fear that they can't get in. They don't belong in that part. But my suggestion to every woman or man of color, the arts is open. Yeah. That door is open. You just need to walk in there. Trust me.
Welcome to the Black Business of Broadway, a podcast brought to you by the Broadway League and Black to Broadway. Here, we highlight the stories, how-tos, and successes of the Black professionals and legends of Broadway. I'm your host, Janine Scott. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with someone who is on the front lines of Broadway. Our guest is Michelle Whitaker, head treasurer of Jude Jamson's Walter Kerr Theater. In addition to being the head treasurer, Michelle is also a proud member and trustee of Local 751. Michelle is currently in charge of the box office for Hadestown. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am excited too. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to build a career in the arts and how this path led you to become the head treasurer?
Oh, Janine, that's a long story.
We got a little time.
There, I could say... Okay, I did want to be in the entertainment business, so I had to learn about it. So I took a job as a phone operator for Ticketmaster in 1991. Throughout that time at Ticketmaster, I started to learn how shows are developed, you know, meeting producers, meeting directors, and understanding the art. So at that time, I was like, do I want to move over to Broadway? I should. It seems like it's so much fun. Moving fast forward, in 1996, 97, I was given the opportunity to come work at a Broadway theater in the box office. So taking that leap of faith and going over to Broadway, I said, this is where I want to be. This is it. Never had no idea that I wanted to be on Broadway, but yes, this is where I wanted to be.
And here I am.
Here I am. The greatest place in the world.
Right? I love it. What shows have you worked on? I mean, I know you're at Hadestown now, but what shows? Hadestown's been around for a little bit now, but what other shows have you worked on?
If you want to go back to 1997, I could tell you, I think it's 14 altogether. Let's count.
Oh, wow.
So, Ragtime, Jesus Christ Superstar, 42nd Street, Hot Feet, The Earth, Wind & Fire musical.
What? I didn't even know that happened.
Yes,
now I got to Google.
Young Frankenstein. Did I say Spider-Man?
No.
Spider-Man. On the Town. Something Rotten, Rock of Ages, Falsettos, Bruce Springsteen, Amelie, Hadestown. Yeah, I counted 14.
Oh my gosh.
I could tell you as a young child, well, in elementary school, the only shows that in my neighborhood that we got to see was like the Christmas shows or, you know, something local. But my first experience was the Nutcracker. So I was blessed, exactly. I was blessed to have that pleasure of going to see the Nutcracker.
You know, we just had kids' night, and so I was at kids' night, and to see all the little young children coming in, and some of the older ones too, and just the awe and the just all of that. It felt, I was just like, oh my gosh, and to hear their little laughs, it was just like, oh. This is what it's about. This is the art. So can you break down what is a head treasurer?
On a daily basis, what a head treasurer does, I mean, I oversee my box office crew. I oversee daily sales. I oversee future sales. So on my day-to-day activity, when I come in, I look at what's happening now. If there's a performance that's going to happen at 7 or 8 o'clock, I am going to overlook and see what's happening. What should we do? The show's not selling well. Maybe I'll send some tickets over to the TKTS discount booth. You know, you got to make, as a head treasurer, you got to make that decision. You got to trust yourself. You got to trust your instincts. So every day that I go in and make those daily decisions, I trust what I do. And and that's very important. You got to trust yourself and believe in yourself to make these types of decisions for a show.
I've seen Hadestown twice now, and every time I've gone, it's been packed. So you're doing it. You're doing your job. And everyone on stage is doing their job too, because we are coming back.
The whole crew is fantastic. Everybody on stage, backstage, in production, everything about Hadestown is just fantastic.
So did you have to like go through any kind of training, an apprenticeship or anything like that? Or, you know, what helped you to be ready for this type of position? You mentioned starting off at Ticketmaster.
Starting my career in 1997 in a box office, you start as a ticket seller. So I think in any job or any career path that you want to take, you always got to watch and listen and learn. There is no manual to become a head treasurer. It's up to you, you know, to do what you need to do to get to that level.
Right.
And watching, listening, and learning is so key. You know, my father always said, zip it, listen. You know, so by listening to all the head treasurers before me and watching them do their job so efficiently and so meticulously to the fault, it's like, how could you not follow suit with this and join that team? So every day you go in, it's not about you, it's about the show. That's what you say to yourself. It's about the show, it's about not about you. And so that's what I do every day. It's about the show, Michelle, it's not about you.
Right. Well, but this part, this question I'm going to ask is about you.
Uh-oh.
No. In your experience, I mean, when you think of treasure and you think of money, you don't see a lot of women, let alone a lot of women of color. And so can you talk about what your experience has been like in helping to, you know, to continue on to blaze those trails in this type
of career? When I started at the box office in 1997, I was the only person of color in that box office. And it did not make me feel out of place, because everyone that I've worked with was just wonderful. You know, I've had some encounters, a few people that saw me and didn't think that I belonged, you know, it does happen every day, still to this day. But, you know, you just keep pushing. And when you work with amazing people behind you, that doesn't faze you. And the head treasurer at that time was sort of my mentor. He's the one who brought me into the business. He's the one who took me on Broadway. He saw what I can do, what I can offer to this box office and to his staff. So he brought me along. And with his support I didn't really feel intimidated by the outsiders who think that I didn't belong there. Especially as a woman of color, you didn't see that a lot back then. And I saw women in box offices, but not as many. It was mainly predominantly men. But as you can see now, we've come a long way. You know, there's a lot of women treasurers. I won't say a lot of women of color. I think I did some research, and I know of only one woman of color who was a head treasurer at the Broadway Theater years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So wow. Yeah. So I would like to say maybe I'm number two. You know.
All right.
So,
wow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who inspired you? Who inspires you?
He is now since retired. His name is Peter Attanasio. And when I worked at Ticketmaster, when Ticketmaster closed their office on 57th Street, that's where I worked at as a sales floor manager. And they closed their office and they started rerouting their phone calls, that the New York phone calls that came into that 57th Street office, they got rerouted to Dallas, Texas, and Virginia Beach. So the operators there did not know about New York-based shows. So in order for me to keep my job, I had to fly to Virginia Monday through Friday. I was there, and I came back home Friday afternoon. Mind you, Janina had a two-year-old.
Oh.
So I didn't, yeah. I saw my daughter on Saturday and Sunday, then I flew back out on Monday. So Ragtime, that was just coming up, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Audra McDonald, mm-hmm. Julie Kay, Marion Maisie. Oh, I love it. Oh, yes. They sent their head treasurer down to the Virginia Beach office to, you know, just oversee and see what's going on. If we have any questions that we may not be familiar with. And he and I, we talked, and he saw how I worked with the phone operators, the phone sales floor. And he just said, you know what, hey, I like what you do, and I would like to offer you the job. And I want you to come on Broadway with me. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
So here's this man who took me by the hand and brought me over to Broadway in this business. And he actually held my hand throughout the 10 years that I worked with him. We worked together for 10 years. And when I say he held my hand, he literally held my hand and guided me through everything I needed to know. And he's my mentor. He's the best. He gave me everything I needed and then some. And
that's awesome.
I'm grateful to him. Very, very grateful. Yeah.
That is awesome. Can you tell the
audience? Yes, if you can find somebody like that,
yes,
every day in your life, that's all you need is mentorship. If you just grab a hold to somebody and say, you know what, I want to ride your coattails. I want to learn from you because what I see, that everything that you do is so wonderful every day. Do you mind if I shadow you? You know, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask. To get to this point, I did not see myself ever rising to this level of the head treasurer of a Broadway theater in charge of a Broadway production, you know, making those financial decisions, making mm-hmm. those. I never saw that. but learning from my mentor, you know, how much I can do, how much I can bring to the table. It took me there, and I just drove every day to get there. And I am so happy that I am here.
I am too. I am too. And I'm happy that we get to lift you up, you know, for other women of color, or just other people in general, but other women of color to see you in this role and to know that, you know.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people of color fear that they can't get in. They don't belong in that part. But my suggestion to every woman or man of color, the arts is open. Yeah. That door is open. You just need to walk in there. Trust me. That's what you need to do. Just walk in there. It is open for you. It's going to love you, and you're going to love it.
Absolutely. Can you talk about, or, you know, has ticketing changed, you know, since you've started, and or how do you think that it's going to change in the future? You know, like, is there been a shift in responsibility of the treasurer, or, you know, how is all that? Because we're hearing it on the news all the time, you know, especially with the congressional hearings. Obviously, we are not Live Nation with Taylor Swift, but our Ticketmaster with Taylor Swift, right? But, you know, how is ticketing changed, and or what do you see changing? How do you see it changing?
Well, I mean, I can't compare Broadway to Concert World, because Broadway's just a totally different
two
animal.
Different,
but as far as let's go back to pre-pandemic, you know, we didn't have a lot of mobile ticketing. We didn't have, you know, a lot of contactlesses.
Right.
So now that we have all that, to me, that has changed ticketing, where people don't even really have to get up off their couch and come to the box office to buy a physical ticket. They could just do it right online and upload their ticket, and it's right there for you, you know?
Right.
That's the only big change that I see. Other than that, it is regularly day-to-day, same business. We get people in that box office coming to buy tickets every single day. So the ticketing world, yes, we may are advancing, but the box office is always going to be there, I do believe. That's my assumption.
Yeah. I hope so, because seriously, when people walk in and the front of house, you all set the tone.
Yeah.
You establish the culture for the experience of the patron.
I think that Broadway is so good with people. You got to connect with the people. People need to talk to people.
Like I said, you all set the culture. Seriously, you set the culture. It's from the moment you're walking in, you're getting your ticket scanned, or you're going to the box office at will call.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you appreciating us.
Yeah.
That's how we feel. Yeah.
Yeah, well, unsung heroes, let's just say that, okay?
Yeah, I mean, on a day-to-day basis, we make a lot of people happy where they didn't think it was going to be, you know, the outcome as such as what it was, you know. They just looked for the negative, like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that ever happened. No, it's very simple. Watch, I'm gonna fix this, and the show is gonna go on.
Right.
That's why, yeah, you know, and that right there, Janine, too, working in the box office, when you get to interact with so many people from different countries and different backgrounds, it's like, and you can do something that moves them, because when they come to New York, they already got this thing in their head, like, everything is bad. No. And then they get that experience where they was like, oh my God, this was so good. Oh my God, you know, you love that. It's like, yeah, this is us. Don't believe the bad stuff.
Well, and not only that, though, one, New York, it's like, the reputation of everybody's rude, everybody's this. I have found that everybody's super freaking helpful.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm just like, wow. And especially at our theaters. They are super helpful.
At our theaters. I'll tell you, when I joined the Jamson Theaters, I thought I was in Disneyland. I was like, these people... they are customer service. It's all about the customer, honey. You ain't getting nowhere unless you help this customer. So when you walk into a company that really cares about people, it just helps you just work even harder every day. You know, when I joined their team, the diverseness of all the theaters that they own, and even in their main office, and I was like, oh, you know, growing up in this business, you know, is all white. No, when I got there to the Drew Jamsons, I was like, wow, there is a lot of people in here that look like me. This is good. You know, I love this. And I always said, you know, wow, these people were ahead of the game a long time ago, before the movement happened. So I was proud to be a part of their team and drive for them, and so happy that they chose me to as their head treasurer of the Walter Kerr Theater. You know.
Yeah. Well, they are lucky to have you. So.
Thank you.
So, what is one piece of advice you'd like to share with the future Black leaders of Broadway?
Again, I mean, I just wanted to say, come on in. I do. I want to see more people of color in different departments on Broadway, different areas. I did, you know, listen to a few of your podcasts, and I didn't even know these people. I was like, oh my God, what is she doing? Oh, this is great. I got to meet her. You know, there are people out there. We just don't see them.
Yes.
We just don't see them. So I want you to come. I want you to come to the arts. It's so welcoming, and you get to experience this, and you get to be a part of these people who you see on that stage busting their butts 8 times a week. Those people are just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just like you, and they just love you as much as you love watching them. So I like people to understand that and get to know them. And even the people in the background, you got your stage managers, you got your wardrobe people, you got your backstage people. And at the Walter Kerr Theater, this is the first woman who's a head carpenter, you know.
Really?
Yes!
I had no idea.
Yeah, she was in the New York Times. Oh, my God. And she's just a wonderful woman, just wonderful. You know, so... just come. Just come and join us. Just join us. That's what I say.
Michelle, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to have this conversation with me. And I hope that our listeners out there will, one, stop by the Walter Kerr and say, hey, Michelle, I heard you.
Yay! I love it.
Yes. And two, that they will look more into being a treasurer, especially if you like money or you like dealing with people and customer service. I mean, these are all traits that you one would need in order to be in this career. So I am so excited to have met you. And I look forward to seeing you in person, because now I'm like, I got to go see Hadestown again.
And you got to go see Michelle. Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you so much for this.
I want to thank our guest and you, our listeners. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend your time with me, and I am grateful. Be sure to subscribe at bpn.fm/BBB so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, tell a friend. I'm your host, Janine Scott, and we at the Broadway League hope you enjoyed this episode of The Black Business of Broadway.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway, Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.